this is a challenge.
I love a challenge.
This is a challenge. If you believe that all history books are fake and everything is made up, then you need to provide an explanation for the anomaly that I'm going to describe to you right now.
I got you.
First of all, when you're dealing with the archaic's output, you're dealing with a filtering. I have already ascertained that a lot of historical stuff is BS. That's why I've never included it in the archaic's material. It's not there. I've already weeded it out. Now, am I 100% accurate in everything that I do? Absolutely not. Never claim to be. I do claim to be more accurate than most. The ancient Maya believed that there was a cycle of destruction that was 2,760 years. I believe that was Hans Bellamy around 1901 or 1902 who wrote that, who published that, documented that. 2,760 years is highly specific. And that's just the beginning. That's the first data point. The second data point, the Inca believed in a 2,070 year period. What? That is way too specific. Why add 70 years to 2,000? 2,000 is a nice round number. But they did. That's the second data point. Third data point. Aristarchus of Samos. Alexandrian library. Very learned. Read historical books and historical monuments from hundreds, maybe even thousands of years before his time, and he did this 23 centuries ago. Aristarchus of Samos was convinced, and he published, that every 2,484 years, our world is destroyed. 2,484 years is very specific. Different languages, different continents, highly specific numbers. That's our third data point. Fourth data point. Oh, 1,000 years ago, Moses Maimonides, also called by his pseudonym Rashi, published that in the period of 1656 years, the world is destroyed twice. Well, that's interesting because 1,656 years is highly specific. But that's our fourth data point, 1656 being a very highly specific number. Nostradamus, Michel del Nostradamus, said that, that there was a period before the flood that was important. He wrote this in a letter to King Henry IV. What was that period? It was 1,242 years. Again, fifth data point. Here's a number that's highly specific. Highly specific numbers are not random, my friends. You have some explaining to do, but let me go on to the sixth data point. The sixth data point in this challenge is that, as I've explained to you guys many times, we have chronographical material from the ancient world that specifically dates the Ogygian Deluge as occurring in the year 2208. That's a highly specific dating. 2208 is said by many other authors to be exactly 1687 BC. This lines up perfectly with W.J. Perry's research, Children of the Sun. 551 pages of research showing that every dynasty in the ancient world collapsed in 1688 BC, about. But 2208 is our sixth data point. It's too specific. It's the dating of the Ogygian Deluge, which Harold T. Wilkins identifies as a Phoenix phenomenon episode. That's our modern calendar, Anno Domini, was started in 522 AD to hide an older calendar system called the Phoenix Cycle. And the Phoenix Cycle was 552 years, and I cite all this research in my videos. Six nicely packaged data points. These data points are all highly specific. Stephen Jones, biblical chronologist, studying the history of the world and analyzing biblical chronology, the Book of Jasher, Book of Enoch, and the Assyrian Eponyms. That man found a 414-year timeline embedded all throughout history where terrible things happened. Yeah, he called it the Cursed Earth Period. 414 years is very specific. Now, I've revealed other ones, but this is sufficient for my data set. That's seven. Seven data points right there. So the eighth data point here is the fact that every single number is divisible by 138. Can't make this stuff up.
You serious?
This 138 years then we can ignore the fact that the Great Pyramid is patterned dimensions of 138, as I've shown. We can even ignore the entire 138-year history of the Phoenix. Yeah, 3895 BC, 2653 BC, 2239 BC, 1825 BC, 1687 BC, 1549 BC. The Phoenix was documented in all these years. 1411 BC. Yeah, guys. 1135 BC. Sure was. 583 BC, 445 BC, 307 BC, Han Dynasty, 169 BC, 31 BC, the ancient Americas are destroyed, Olmec civilization collapsed, fiery red dragon appears over Egypt during the Battle of Actium, major earthquakes level Olympia in Greece, and it's one of the worst series of earthquakes ever recorded in Judea. 31 BC was terrible. Oh, God. 246 AD, 378 AD, 522 AD begins the Dark Ages, the creation of the Anno-Domini calendar to hide the Phoenix calendar. That's why the papacy did it. We can ignore the entire Phoenix chronology, guys. Ignore it all. Just using this one data set, you have a problem. If you want to believe all history books are fake, if you want to believe that all history is artificial and bullshit, created by the elite to deceive us, that's cool. You can believe that. But in order to believe that, you have to practice exclusions. You have to ignore this entire data set that I just presented to you. Now, for you guys that are claiming that history is all made up, it's all bullshit, all these books are forged, listen, you have gone to the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm on board with redaction. I'm on board with revisionist history. I'm on board with lacunas being filled up with the imagination or the research of people later on. I'm on board with retrospective histories. You have my attention, guys. But what you can't do is go all the way to the other end of the spectrum and say all history is bullshit, because it wasn't the establishment that revealed this 138-year patterning in history to you. It was Jason of Archaics that did that. And he did that using all these old books that you claim are fake. So you have some explaining to do.
I got you.